Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name?' Then I will declare to them solemnly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, evildoers.' Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like the fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds buffeted and blew the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." When Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. When a priest gets ordained, people think the priest gives a vow to the church. But instead, for diocesan priests, we give a promise to the church. And we give two promises. First one is to live in chastity. Celibacy. And the second one is to follow in obedience. And today, for our readings, I see the theme of obedience. So I'd like to speak a little bit on that. And obedience is not just merely about, you know, following everything, following the compliance. But instead, it's a response rooted in trust and love, giving ourselves to trust in God, giving ourselves, our full selves, to God, and with the guidance of the bishop. And then this obedience invites the priest to align their will with God and recognizing the wisdom and the guidance of the Holy Spirit that is flowing through the church. And through obedience, priest is able to cultivate humility and openness to God's plan instead of thinking of their own plans and running a church the way they want to. But, and then at the same time, the priest receives a grace that transforms their heart so that instead of leading the people the way they want to, it's God who's really leading the people. And then the reason I bring this up is because this is something that all of us could also benefit from. We don't make a promise of obedience, but then we experience obedience in different ways in our lives. Say that for children, being obedient to their parent, or being obedient to their teachers, or adults who are married couples, obedient to each other. And then through this obedience, you tend to align yourself with each other or with the person you're being obedient to. But here, for us in spirituality, we're asked to be more obedient to God so that His will aligns with the way we live. And we hear in the gospel saying that they go through all the motions that God has said. But then God said, "Wait, I don't know you. because you didn't really listen to what I was trying to teach you. You just went through the motions of what the teachings was. God wants a personal relationship with you. But then if you don't open yourself up, how can you allow God to come into your heart and allow you to grow? And we see this whole example in our first reading with King Jehoiakim, pronouncing his name wrong, I apologize. Because, one, God gave, you know, the people a king from the promise all the way back from Abraham, where that there would be someone sitting at the throne always. And here we see Jehoiakim, who is 18 years old, became king. And then when God puts you in a throne, he's asking you to obey and listen, follow in obedience of the law he has put forth, so that everyone could be living fruitfully through his teaching. But yet Jehoiakim disobeys God and does things on his own selfish ways. And then at the end, we see how the Babylonians come over and take over, conquers their land. And using that spiritually imagery, a metaphor into our own hearts, if we don't allow God to come into our own hearts, our hearts will be conquered by other things, and then we will fail to recognize love and have our hearts destroyed without God. So it's very important for each and one of us today to reflect, how do you open your heart to God? And understand, are we being obedient and listening to God when he really comes and speaks to you in your heart? So today, let us pray that we can open our hearts to God and allow ourselves to really listen to God when he is speaking to us, so that we could be more obedient and from there to become more virtuous. Amen.